The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of what's on your mind and keeping you safe on the highways is what's on our mind this hour. Trooper Talk. Looking forward to a conversation today with one of our friends from the North Dakota Highway Patrol this hour on the program, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. To start the hour here at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA. And remember, those are the folks that are connecting North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and helping America fuel better with 100% American-made fuels, which, of course, powers North Dakota's main streets when you connect those two. Plus, when you stop in and fill up, you can also get a great deal on the 4-for-4 special that's all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. That's a hot stuff. Pizza, your choice, personal pan, hot stuff pizza. You can do the breakfast pizza in the morning, or, you know, the pepperoni, the sausage, cheese. You take your pick of all the goodies. But you get not only the pizza, you get the pizza, the coffee or the soda, 20-ounce fountain pop, and two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. That's a special at PetroServe USA locations, one of our fine sponsors of the program today. And we thank them for helping us bring you this program. 800-228-0550 is, again, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And we welcome to the program Tom Iverson, Sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, to talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday season, the summer driving season, rather. And Monday is a holiday, Memorial Day. That means more people will be on the roads. And, of course, summer brings more people on the roads. So it's time to remind you that we want you to be safe out there. Sergeant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on today, Scott.
Always appreciate our opportunities to chat with you, and look forward to a conversation today. I quoted you recently in a couple of articles that talked about fatal crashes recently, and it was the following quote: over 90% of our fatal crashes are behavior-related. We need to start making better decisions. Those are conscious decisions that drivers are making that are leading to these fatal crashes. We go out there and work day in and day out. That's you and your fellow troopers and law enforcement. But if people aren't making the right choices, we're going to struggle. So if I handed you a magic wand today, as we talk to many motorists that are, crisscrossing the area today, and will, Memorial Weekend and throughout the summer, what would you use it to do? What on those behavior related issues is the biggest concern for you and fellow troopers?
Well, you know, some of the big hitters are seatbelt usage, speeding, some intersection violations, alcohol usage also is in there. So those are all things that we make a conscious decision to partake in or neglect doing, such as wearing your seatbelt. And I just kind of wanted to drive home the fact with that statement that you quoted me on earlier, that, you know, when we're out there working out on the road, we can issue one ticket after another, but the people really need to take it upon themselves to take it seriously and abide by those laws. You know, without them doing that, we're just gonna struggle year to year. So we ask for the partnership of the public also.
You know, what really struck me about your statement is that we're the problem here. You know, I mean, obviously, we tend to talk about road construction, or we talk about increased traffic, or we talk about, and all of that's relative. Certainly, there's road construction here, but there's road construction in a lot of places. There's a lot of traffic in some parts, different than, say, 4, 5, 6 years ago in the oil patch, as an example, and growing all the time, but nothing compared to the slowest time in the Minneapolis metro or something, you know, not far down the road. So, in other words, what we have here, they have other places, but, you know, this can be fixed. These numbers can go down if human behavior changes.
Yep, they definitely can. Yep, if we start seeing an increase of our seatbelt usage, those most fatal numbers are bound to go down. I mean, when when a large majority, I shouldn't say large majority, but when a large number of our fatal crashes, the people are not wearing their seatbelts. I would like to believe that they would still be here today if they had those on.
There's a couple of stories that came over the weekend of some fatal accidents. One by Hillsborough on Trail County 17 had a 51-year-old driver who's now been charged with a DUI in an accident that killed a 23-year-old girl and a 21-year-old girl involved in a rollover crash. And as I mentioned, Trail County 17 over the weekend. Another accident where a fellow said, I've reached for a pack of cigarettes, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm in the ditch, and in the middle of a rollover. Again, prime example. One case drinking, another, what do you call reaching for a pack of cigarettes? Just distracted driving, right?
Yep, you bet. Yep, that's distracted driving.
So here we go. Just a couple of things where, you know, you'd think, okay, well, I don't mean to laugh. I just, obviously, in the case of reaching for a pack of cigarettes, I bet that individual will be the first one to say, what was I thinking, right? But maybe just by simply talking about it, those are the kind of things that you respond to and find happen every single day, isn't it, sir?
You know what it is, and it's hard to cut out all distractions in a vehicle. I mean, we all have numerous distractions in our vehicle, whether it's cell phone usage, monkeying with the radio, reaching for a pack of cigarettes. You know, it's hard to eliminate all those, but if we can just stop for a minute and then think about some of those things that we're doing, and, you know, maybe hold off doing those until we get to where we're going. You know, we're definitely going to save some lives, and you might get to where you're going instead of getting into a crash that day.
Yeah, here's the story. A Fargo man injured himself and two others when he reached for cigarettes while driving early this morning. North Dakota Highway Patrol says John Randall, 31, heading north on I-29 around 6 a.m. when he reached for his cigarettes and a lighter, and his car drifted into the median. Troopers say Randall overcorrected and rolled his car. Two women passengers injured and taken to a central hospital for treatment, a 23-year-old, a 21-year-old, expected to recover. Randall was treated at the scene for injuries, been charged with a traffic violation. Vehicle was a total loss, about 15 miles south of Fargo. You hear about the overcorrection a lot there as well. Obviously, when we do something, like that, you know, the first reaction is to sort of panic a little bit, isn't it? Any advice in that regard?
You know what? That is very hard. Like you just said, your first initial reaction, and it's almost instinct that you're going to want to jerk the wheel back onto the roadway. Maybe you slipped off the shoulder of the roadway a little bit, and you can feel yourself maybe slipping down in the snow. Your first initial reaction is to jerk it back to the left. You know, just remember that that's not what you want to do. If you can maybe think about those things, always keep that in the back of your mind. Maybe that'll help. You know, just take it down into the ditch. You know, slow down, hit the brakes, versus swerving back to the left or whatever direction you're traveling. Sometimes difficult to do, though.
Yeah, I would think speed would be the big thing, right? Rather than just continue to, you know, because we've all done it, where you look up and you go, "Whoof! What happened there?" In a nanosecond, you're all of a sudden where you ought not be, and your first reaction is want to get back quickly, but maybe slowly apply the brake rather than swerve back, into the lane, right?
Yep, you bet. That'd be my suggestion. Slowly get on the brakes and try your best not to swerve back. It's, you know, maybe the road has a little lip there on the shoulder. It's going to create an issue when you try to get back on the dry pavement there, and your vehicle's going to start fishtailing probably.
36.1 million Americans are going to travel 50 miles or more during the Memorial Day weekend, which, by the way, is the busiest for travel in almost 10 years. So a lot of folks headed back out there, and a good opportunity to remind you just to be safe when you're out there and follow some of those rules of the road. You mentioned the seat belts first when I asked you earlier if you had a magic wand, what you could get folks to do. You know, what percentage of accidents that you pull up responding to these days have a motorist that's not buckled up?
You know, just looking at our fatal numbers here, 47% of our fatalities so far this year are not wearing their seatbelt. So it's typically right around half year to year. I think we are gaining more of a compliance rate across the state. Our percentages are going up. But on these fatals, they're holding steady right around that 50% mark. That's something that we can make a direct impact if we start wearing our seatbelts. It's what year is it now? It's 2014. I think we should maybe think about start wearing our seatbelts now.
Yeah, and it is amazing, those statistics, when you talk about, you know, the amount of fatal accidents that don't include somebody wearing a, you know, a seatbelt. It really is unbelievable. It just, again, one of those problems that's fixable. It's us. It's just a behavior thing that just is whatever. So if you God forbid, you do get in an accident, your chance of not surviving that accident through the roof without a seatbelt, and your stats prove that out, Sergeant.
Yep, I mean, definitely. Yeah,
50%. Oh, my gosh. All right, John in Fargo has a question on texting and driving. And we actually had a call earlier for you as well about how the troopers or law enforcement officials can avoid distracted driving while watching for drivers who are driving while distracted. Sounds like a riddle. But anyway, we'll give Sergeant Tom Iverson a chance to answer that. Any questions or comments you have? Any concerns you have about fellow motorists out there? Any questions you have about do's and don'ts? Good time to ask them on today at 800-228-0550. John Fargo, you're next when we come back.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Tom Iverson with the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us today. Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind. We'll be broadcasting live much of the week from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Pat Fink will be sitting in for me on Wednesday from the show. Looking forward to that. Actually, have graduation. We got a senior graduate and a fifth grade graduate this year in the Hannon House. So a busy week. I had the open house on Saturday for our oldest, and the actual graduation is on Wednesday. So how about that middle of the week graduation? Yeah. So we have, you know, the luncheon and the, you know, the baccalaureate and all the different things going on. So anyway, I will be unavoidably detained, unfortunately, during the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, but you'll be in good hands with Pat Finkin on Wednesday, and, of course, broadcasting tomorrow as well as Thursday. Thursday, the keynote is Sean Hannity. Mark your calendars for that. I believe you can still get tickets for that, by the way, for just the Sean Hannity speech. That is about 9:30 on Thursday. And find out more and the whole agenda, WBPCND.org. All right, let's see. John and Grant, or John and Fargo first, then John and Grant Forks and others. Welcome for Trooper Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us, taking your questions and comments today. 800-228-0550. John Fargo, your first up. Go ahead.
Morning, Trooper. Question. Does the technology, and I'm sure it exists, to make cell phones inoperable when they're in a moving vehicle?
You know what? I'm assuming that technology does exist. I attended some training, would have been last year, but a little over a year ago, and this topic did come up on a national level, and that's something that is going to be very hard to proceed with due to the fact that it would potentially cut out emergency operations or emergency calls that someone would need to make. I'm sure there's probably a workaround of that. But the answer I was given is that they're real hesitant to completely deactivate a cell phone while in a vehicle. But would it solve the issue of texting while driving? Yeah, it definitely would.
My personal opinion, just driving up and down the roads of Fargo every day, which I do quite a bit, texting is a nightmare. And people reading their phones or playing games or whatever. It's a nightmare. I'm sure that texting or reading or doing whatever people do, and it's unbelievable what they do. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything, but it is a nightmare. And they got to do something about it. Because,
yep, no, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that.
Just take anybody, just take a drive down 13th Avenue South in Fargo any time of day and don't do it yourself. You'd be too busy looking at people. Just have your passenger watch and see how many people are bobbing their head up and down, reading, writing, or they're weaving. I think that is the amount of damage and wasted time created is a nightmare. They have to address that somehow.
Here's one issue I anecdotally could say exactly what John is, and sounds like you agree, Sergeant, that you see a lot of it. What I'm surprised at is if we look at how many people text, if you look at the amount of texts sent and received over the last even 5 years, every year just, you know, continues to quadruple, right? Yet the amount of accidents does not go up by that amount. So, you know, it seems as though while there's some, you know, obviously offenders, and whether you're reaching for, you know, a pack of cigarettes like the guy that I told you about earlier that rolled, or you're texting and driving, it's still distracted driving. Do you see a correlating increase in the amount of accidents that you're responding to that are a result of texting? It just seems to me that that connection is not there.
Yep, very good question, very good point. I would say that it is going up. The only problem with reporting that and getting that necessarily on paper is the fact that a majority of people are not willing to admit to you that they were texting on their cell phone, and that's what led to the crash. Yeah, we can go through the process of, you know, getting a subpoena for that cell phone and such, but
Fifth Amendment, most people aren't going to say a word in their
but
own.
But do we have that many more
incrimination?
Do we have that many more accidents, I guess, is my question.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Our you know, property damage crashes, injury crashes, fatal crashes, they're all soaring.
They're all, okay. So yep. they would correspond with the increase in texting. I got it. And so if it were up to you, would you say, hey, that function should be disabled if the car is moving? If you could disable texting while driving?
Yeah, if you could disable texting while driving, I guess I don't see why, I'm trying to come up with an excuse, I guess, of why you would need to text while that vehicle is moving. You know, maybe you're a passenger in the vehicle.
I was just going to say, you bring the, now you get the ACLU involved because they're going to say, hey, you could have, you know, seven passengers in here, all of whom should have the right to text just because the driver can't, but...
Yep, it makes it a little tricky to deal with that. In a perfect world, yeah, I would agree with getting rid of it. So
does the technology exist? Yeah, because, in fact, they sell devices. I don't know if they're legal. They're probably not. Where if you're in, like, a New York subway and you get tired of the person next to you talking in their conversation, you can jam their phone. So the technology exists, yes.
No, very good discussion. Texting and driving is a huge topic, not only North Dakota, national-wide level. There's going to be more and more changes when it comes to texting and driving. More and more education, educating the people of the dangers of it. You know, kind of like drinking and driving. We all know it's dangerous. You know, I think we need to educate people on texting and driving also.
John in Grand Forks for the Trooper. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes, about age 52, when I swam across the river from Minnesota to live in Grand Forks, I was not pleased to find out to get my North Dakota license, I had to take a driving written test. But, you know, that was the best thing that ever happened to me because, you know, from age 16 to 52, boy, you can learn through. You could not remember a lot of the good rules of the road. Is, you know, people reading the book or taking a written test periodically ever been talked about? Because I found it very beneficial.
You know what? There are programs out there where we do come in, and the Highway Patrol has been a part of those. You know, the AARP group, they do a great job of getting together and discussing these laws. We'll go in as a trooper and kind of give a safety presentation to answer different questions. But I'm not aware of anything that's, you know, legislatively mandated as a law to where we need to go in periodically other than when you go in and renew your license. But I don't believe there's any testing at that point.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it to renew your license.
No, it's a very good point. A lot of laws change throughout the years, and, you know, it's nice to have a good reminder once in a while, even if you don't have to take the entire class, just a nice reminder on some of the things to pay attention to and some of the things to refrain from.
Appreciate the call. John, anything else before I let you go?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Chuck in Minot wants to ask about unsecured loads, but we're pretty close to the break here, so I don't want to start there. Chuck, hang on. Joe in Minot has a question for you as well. Gordy in Fargo, too. So all across the board here. And others welcome at 800-228-0550. When you call, by the way, you can press 1, leave your message, a question, comment, and we'll play it for the trooper. Otherwise, press 2 and hang on. We'll get you in queue to ask your question and any follow-ups with Sergeant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
On What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. Glad to have you along. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's the number you call if you have a question or comment for, in this case, Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And Monday brings Memorial Day, and that means a lot of folks Thursday, Friday are going to be heading out on the highways. In fact, they say the busiest the highways have been in the United States in the last 10 years for this holiday weekend, kicking off the summer and a lot of driving. So good opportunity to remind you of the rules of the road and be careful. Anything out there that concerns you, let us know. 800-228-0550. Chuck in Minot's been waiting to weigh in on a question for Sergeant Iverson, Trooper Talk today. Go ahead, Chuck. What's up?
Yes, thank you very much for having the troopers on your show. I really appreciate it. I think every single listener really appreciates that, too. One of the things that hit home here is these unsecured loads, things blowing out of the back of regular trucks, commercial loads, just things unsecured blowing all over the place. In other states, they're pretty heavy-handed about such things. I don't know what our rules and regulations are here, but everybody I've talked to has almost had an encounter with something blowing off of a truck or something. I was wondering, what are the rules, and is there a possibility, is it feasible to looking at putting a little bit more sharper teeth in those regulations? I'll take my answer off the air so someone else can get on the line there.
Yeah, very good question. This topic does come up pretty much every legislative session. You know, your concern is definitely valid. You know, you get a lot of, I don't mean to be picking on gravel haulers at all, but maybe you're falling behind a gravel truck and a few chunks are coming off of the vehicle. It takes out some windshields. Definitely a concern of ours. You know, the law in North Dakota is that any vehicle that's driven on the road needs to be constructed or loaded as to prevent its contents from dropping, sifting, leaking, or otherwise escaping from the vehicle. You know, there's some exceptions to dropping the sand from DOT trucks and such. So it needs to be covered up to prevent that from coming off of the vehicle. You know, there's cases where, or certain vehicles that, they're not required to have it tarped. If the load can stay on the vehicle, the tarp does not need to be on there. So definitely concern. It does come up legislative session. So I don't mean to be passing the buck, but if you feel strongly about it, you know, contacting your legislator and letting them know you're concerned with it.
And is this rise to a level of something that does need additional? Do you need extra tools that you don't have now? Is this more of a problem because of maybe not enough penalties or not enough tools in your toolbox to make sure it gets stopped?
No, I don't think so. I think the law is pretty well spelled out. The fee for it is standard amongst other typical violations. So I don't think there would be much success on trying to really put some extreme teeth to that, maybe versus some of the other violations. But that it definitely warrants some more looking into.
All right, another Minot caller, Joe, with a question for our guest, Sergeant Tom Iverson. Go ahead for the trooper, Joe.
Hey, Scott, Mr. Iverson, good morning.
Right.
I'm probably going to get struck by lightning. I got a couple questions here, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit to the farmers. With a lot of this big equipment nowadays, and I travel quite a bit of the highways, byways here in North Dakota, and it's everywhere. You got this big equipment going up and down these highways and township roads, and these young, old, or, you know, a lot of these people don't even aware of what this stuff is until they come up on it when they're going 56, and boom, it's only going 20. We got $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 tractor combines, no lights going, no nothing. I was just wondering, what is the rules and regulations? I mean, we got a commercial vehicle going down the highway pulling a 20-foot trailer 10 feet wide, and he's lit up like a Christmas tree, and he's got pilot cars. And stuff like that, you know. And another question was, when they come out of these fields and they leave tremendous amount of wet burns of mud, you know, on these highways, and then you hit them or the oncoming traffic and so forth. So appreciate your work, and I'll take your answer offline. Thanks.
Yeah, another good question. A lot of good points there. You know, our commercial motor vehicle industry is very heavily regulated on a federal basis, also on a state basis. So there are laws, rules, and regulations set forth on the permits that these vehicles need, the width restrictions, weight restrictions, lighting up the vehicle. Like you said, they are very well lit. I guess on the flip side of that, you know, the farming industry in North Dakota, we are still a rural state, pride ourselves on farming. Implements of husbandry is what they're referred to as within the North Dakota Century Code, and they are exempt from the width restrictions on the roadways. So, they need to get their tractors, combines to and from, and a lot of times it requires driving them on a road, with other passenger vehicles. As it sits right now, they need to, you know, have some warning lights on the equipment when going down the roadway. But other than that, they're exempt from the other width restrictions, so they can go down the roadway. And other than that, there's no other way that law enforcement can deal with it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go back on the other end of the state. Fargo, Gordy, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Gordy.
Hey, Scott. This the whole thing about the texting and driving and the call, the cell phone and driving, I think it's the classic case of if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Why try and stop people that are just out there doing business from doing business? Why not make it easier for them? Get a heads-up display that goes away if they get close to something. We've got the technology to do all this wonderful stuff. Why not make it easier for people to do what they need to do while they're in their car? I drive 70,000 miles a year. If I had to pull over every time I needed to take a phone call or send a text, I'd never get anywhere. You know, why not make it easier for people to be productive during that time in their vehicle when they're driving out in the middle of nowhere in western North Dakota? There's nobody within 20 miles of them on the highway, and you're supposed to pull over and answer a text. You know, why? The problem is when you have these kids that they're going to do it anyway, no matter what. So they're looking down in their lap because they don't want some police officer to see them sending that text? Why not put it up in front of them on the dashboard, on the windshield, so they can see what they're doing? If it's a text, it should go to verbal so they can talk the text and have it answer that person. You know, all that technology is getting so much better. I don't understand why we just don't make it easier instead of trying to outlaw it and then make everybody a criminal.
There is Siri, by the way, the Apple feature where you can talk, you talk into the device and it translates it for you.
Personally, the Apple feature is worthless. The Google one is actually pretty good. It still gets some words wrong here and there, but I've seen people fight with their Siri all day long. And I'm just such not a big Apple fan at all, you know. But
I actually like it. It works
pretty good.
Works pretty good, but it's. I've also seen some of the things Ford has done with Sync. Anyway, to the larger point, Trooper Tom from Gordy, are you okay with the technology evolving and allowing use of these devices if it avoids the driver being distracted?
Well, absolutely. If it can avoid the driver being distracted, I think we need to be open-minded to this and look at the bigger picture. Are people going to continue to do it?
How do we define that, I guess? Taking your eyes off the road?
Yeah.
If it doesn't take your eyes off the road, you're not distracted then, I guess, right?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of studies out there, showing that talking on your cell phone is a huge distraction. Not only do you have your hand, I guess, up to your head? You got one hand off the wheel, I guess. But it's also taking away your cognitive brain power of searching the road, being on the lookout for things. You may think that you're scanning the road properly, but you really are not. I don't know. That's a hard one to answer. There is a lot of technology out there and a lot of things that could potentially allow people someday down the road to maybe send a message that's not going to require any pushing of buttons or anything like that. But getting back to the one comment that the caller made about how, the younger generation or people are going to do it anyway, well, maybe to a certain extent there will be a percentage of people that will do it anyway, but that's with anything we do, drinking and driving, we argue, well, people are going to do it anyway, but we still need to enforce those laws. We still need to educate the people about the ultimate danger behind it. It's about saving lives, keeping people safe.
Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate the call. Bob and Ray, you're next on What's on Your Mind for the Trooper.
Yes. Just a note about a refresher course. I think that's a great idea. As a farmer, I've got a restricted pesticide license that I have to renew every, I believe it is, 6 years. You don't have to retest, but in order to maintain your license every 6 years, you've got to go through and sit through a 2 to 3 to 4 hour course of what's new and what concerns us. And I think that would be a great idea for drivers, because I know myself, I'm middle-aged, I took my license test when I was 14, a lot of things have changed, and I think it would be a great idea, not necessarily to retest, but just to periodically have to sit through a refresher course, and that's basically what I have to say.
Yep, there's entities out there that do offer such things as defensive driving courses, and the incentive behind those is that you can get insurance premium reduction off of your personal vehicle. So that's the incentive to take that, but there's no state mandate that forces you to take that class, unless, of course, you're convicted of something, then you can be mandated to take it. But
I think it would be a good idea to have it mandated. In order to retain your license every whatever so many years, you'd have to sit through a refresher course, and I think it would do us all good. We all are creatures of habit, and sometimes...
Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch. So I got to keep moving here. Mike and Bowman, quickly, your question.
Yeah, we're all gravel down here, and I'm just double-checking. If something flies off your tires, rocks, it's not your truck's problem, right?
Very good statement. If the rock or something is coming from the roadway and kicked up from the vehicle, you can't help that. That's kind of an act of God, I guess. But if it's coming from off of your vehicle, then it's a driver's responsibility.
Right.
We've been empty, running down the road and on gravel road and meet someone while they blame you for chipping their window. Well,
Yep. Nope. That's not your fault.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks. Wayne in Watford City. When we come back, a couple off-air calls, too. We'll wrap up with the trooper next on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I would just like to thank the troopers. I travel alone on the road quite often, and I am much relieved when I see trooper cars. I wish I could see more of them, and I just want to thank you for all your hard work and the hours you put in away from your family, weekends, holidays, and all that. I just wish there was something you could do when you're going down the highway, you've got your cruise set for 70 or 75, whichever road you're on, and you're passing someone, and these other vehicles come flying up behind you, and they're so close to you that you can't even see their grill, and you know they're not doing the speed limit. Is there something that could be done? They don't even give you a chance to go around the car. Thank you. God bless you. Stay safe.
All right. Appreciate the call. Sergeant, you want to take that one?
No, that's a great phone call. I appreciate the comments that were made. Very nice. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot you can do in that situation. It's very frustrating. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're trying to get around someone safely without exceeding the speed limit yourself, and somebody comes up flying up behind you, wants to pass. Don't brake check them. Don't slam them on your brakes to alert them a little bit. And we don't want to create any situation that's even more hazardous. Continue at your speed that you are driving. Get around that vehicle and then pull back into the right lane whenever it's safe to do so. Is my only suggestion. Don't try to get wrapped up in any revenge or anything to the other driver. But it is something that we do watch out for on the road out there. We pull over people quite often for tailgating.
Brake check them. I didn't know that was the term for I think we've all, you know, been tempted to, when you see somebody just riding you that close, to say, you know, hey, tap the brake a little bit and back them off a little bit. Doesn't always work, but you recommend against that?
Yeah, definitely. For all of our, road rage cases that we write up, that's probably the first sentence in that report that we're writing, is that the guy in front of me brake checked me. So it just can lead to some bad things and some hurt feelings out on the roadway, and we don't want that.
Let's get Pat and Bismarck here for Sergeant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead, Pat. You're up.
Yes. My question is, I travel north and south on Highway 85 from Bellfield to Spearfish a couple times a week, and some wide loads have a pilot car, and some loads that seem to be the same width do not have a pilot car, and some seem to be traveling fairly late. I just was curious what the requirements are.
Yep, there's certain requirements but each of them are a little bit different. Depending on the width of the vehicle, length of the vehicle, the route they're traveling, they may be required to have a pilot car. I do not know the exact specifics of when a pilot car is specifically needed, but it is all spelled out within the motor carrier regulations. But they also should not be traveling past sunset with those vehicles.
And that scale at Bowman's been closed forever. Is that under repair, or just you don't feel it's necessary?
I believe that one, not sure off the top of my head, but it could be one of the sites that was permanently closed.
Okay. Now, it seems like an awful lot of truck traffic for not having any kind of control even to see if they have a driver's license. But have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pat, appreciate the call. One last email message that came in asking whether or not you enforce speed limit with a state fleet, saying it's not uncommon to see a non-police state car pass you without a care in the world.
Absolutely. We get these calls, I shouldn't say all the time, but once in a while we do get calls of a state fleet vehicle exceeding the speed limit. And, yes, we do take enforcement action on them and can also notify their corresponding agency, also the state fleet division, letting them know that, maybe one of their vehicles is exceeding the speed limit, and it's easy to find out who the driver is of those vehicles.
Got it. All right. Well, another fascinating round of Trooper Talk today on the program. Sergeant Iverson, thanks for taking the time, taking all the calls. Look forward to having you back again soon. Take care.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our best to the entire crew of North Dakota State Highway Patrol, our guests regularly on Trooper Talk here on the program. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your destination for Apache sprayer sales. New and used, they got them all. We've been talking a lot about their ET Ag Center lately. The application parts, not only for Apache sprayers, by the way, for every kind of sprayer, they've got them. And if they don't have them, in some of the in-stock 50,000 parts that they have right there in the locations in Mandan and Fargo,
Well, they'll get it for you, and they'll get it shipped to your door in a day or two. Plus, of course, they do the equipment service. They do the training. They've got it all. The world's largest source of ag application parts now. This is pretty pretty incredible, this new ET Ag Center. So check it out. The pumps, the transfer pumps, the nozzle bodies, the clamps, the valves, the poly fittings, the spray tips, hand sprayers, all the tubing and hose you need, the product strainers, measuring tools, application control, all under one roof. You can find them, very easy to find on East Side Court, actually, across Main Avenue from Bonanza in Mandan, or call them at 663-2375 in Fargo, too, 297-6464, online, nice and easy, too, at highplainsapache.com. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, fine sponsor of the program. We appreciate them very much. All right, we're going to be cranking up for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference the rest of the week. Looking forward to that as well. And, of course, more of your calls, questions, comments. If you just can't wait for the next program to start, we always welcome your opportunity to sound off 24-7, 855-200-1776, press 1, leave a message. Our thanks to Mayor Ward Kozer, our guest earlier, as well as Sergeant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, and all of the calls on all the topics today. Thank you very much. God bless you one and all. Appreciate you listening to What's on Your Mind. Todd, we'll see you tomorrow, fella.
Yeah.
Adios, amigos.
Bye-bye. Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it.
My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.